Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. A big tent has been erected, cake is ordered, all for a donkey who has reached a half century. Andrew, who is a mini donkey, will have a birthday celebration Sunday at the Primrose Donkey Sanctuary. Andrew is described as being in good health for his age and fond of chasing the ladies. Sheila Burns discusses Andrew's personality and his journey to the sanctuary.
Andrew was actually a rescue with three other donkeys. He lived in Orillia and was a marriage split up. They were owned by the gentleman, so the woman had the gentleman kind of kicked off the property. And then one of the neighbors asked, what's going on with the donkeys? And she said, I don't know, I'm not feeding them, they're not mine. So they were virtually starving. So we got them, and Andrew was in a bit of a problem, but we got him all fixed up. And he and his friend Christopher are with us.
And when did he come to the farm?
Oh, he came to the farm about 10 years ago, 10 to 12 years ago.
And how do you classify his personality?
Andrew is an old man. He really likes to entertain the ladies. And he always heads for the larger girls like Molly, Elizabeth, Cheyenne. Yeah.
And how would you describe him around you and your employees and workers?
Oh, he's so friendly. He just leans on you. He's just the greatest little guy. He's a mini. He's the greatest little guy. Now, donkeys live to be 50 around here. Now, in the third world, they only live to be 6 to 8 years old, if that, because they're worked so hard. But here, we have Primrose, my boss donkey. She left us at the age of 47. We had two that went at 49. We had Sarah Rose. She went at 51. So, yeah, they live a long time here.
So you've had some pretty old donkeys in their late 40s and
oh, yes.
Even in their 50s. So, I mean, you don't really hear a lot of donkeys living to 50. Describe, I guess, what happens to a donkey at that age? They start slowing down like an old person would in real life. What's their lifestyle become at that age?
Well, they get old, and they start to shut down, you know. They get a little, they have trouble walking, and they get arthritis, and they feel the cold more, so we have blankets on them. They feel the heat more, so we put cooling blankets, and they have fans, and actually, they have fans. I don't have a fan. I don't have AC. They have fans.
Oh, so they're pampered a bit.
Oh, pampered. Pampered. That's beyond pampered, yes. Yeah.
Now you're having a party this coming Sunday, 1 to 3, to celebrate Andrew's 50th birthday. What can we expect there?
Actually, the party is from 11 to 3, but we're having the cake cutting at 1. And, oh, refreshments, you know, goodies, things to drink, walk around the farm or through the farm. You can pet a donkey, learn about the donkeys. And Andrew, I think Andrew will be floating around. One of the volunteers have got a couple of birthday hats they're trying on them, and they're going to kind of dress him up.
Now, does Andrew get ornery at times because due to his age, and is he trying to be the boss around the place, or you know, as he gets older, or is he kind of more laid back, like, I don't really care anymore, I've been through this so much?
Well, we like to let him think he's the boss. But he's not. He's not the boss. But, you know, he's an old guy, and we just kind of let him do his own thing. Yeah, he does kind of try to boss people around. But like I said, he's an old man, but he thinks he's a lot younger than he is. And, you know, who's to argue with that?
Yeah, exactly. And how is his health?
His health is really good. Yeah. He's really good for an old guy. Yeah. Yeah. And his buddy Christopher, he's in his early 40s. So he's coming up in age, too.
Now, what's the oldest donkey you've come across?
The oldest one, she passed away at 51. The oldest one I've ever received would be 35. That was Brennan, my first donkey. He was 35 when I got him, and he lived to be 45. But he's gone. He's gone quite a while. But otherwise, any of the donkeys would get around here. Usually, maybe the oldest would might be 25. You know, the donkeys we get in have either been in with cattle, or it's a marriage breakup, medical issues, having to sell, downsizing. And so the donkeys aren't really much older than 25 when we get them in. if you want to come for a visit, do. We're open Thursdays and Sundays. So on Thursdays and Sundays, we have private tours at 11, and then we're open to the public from 1 to 3. And come and just visit. You'll see the magic. They are actually magical. If you're having a bad day, you go out and you hug a donkey, and they just kind of lean into you. Say, it's okay, Mom. You'll feel better tomorrow.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.